Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, 5:30. It is May 27th. And thank you guys for being here. After a Memorial Day weekend, we are getting ready to get things started here. Just untangling my headphones. We are good to go. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. What happened over there?
I didn't have my stuff plugged in. And so I heard the show starting and I was like, oh, got to plug in the headphones. And so I'm just untangling everything from being in my work bag for the whole weekend. So yeah, just trying to get things started. It's like a kind of that Monday feeling here, but it's a Tuesday. So yesterday we had off for Memorial Day. How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. I celebrated James and I's birthdays on Saturday night. We went to karaoke. Let's just say I had too many to drink.
Oh, too many?
Too many to drink because Sunday I was in a bad shape. And I felt so good waking up to it. I was like, oh, okay, no hangover. And then as slowly as the day progressed, I was like, oh, no. I just was so tired. I think what too was like I mixed a little bit because we were drinking tequila to start. And then we went to karaoke and they had soju. I was like, let's do some soju. We're doing soju shots. We kept going out. We went to downtown Fremont, went back to tequila, and woke up. And before I go to bed, because it's like one of my things is like I like to do my rituals before I go to sleep, especially after a night of drinking. I did all my supplements. I did liquid IV. I was like, oh, I'm going to wake up feeling great. And then it just went real downhill Sunday night.
So all day during the day Sunday, you were kind of out of it?
Even Monday morning.
Ew.
It went 2 days. I was like, oh my God, I really am in my 30s. but other than that, it was after Monday, I went to the gym. I was like, okay, starting to finally feel like myself. So I recovered after the gym.
Well, you got to celebrate that birthday, you know?
Yeah, I do, but I'm getting older, so it's not easier when I'm not drinking.
No.
How about your weekend?
It was a good weekend. My oldest moved back from college. She's back for the summer. She's got a job. She'll be starting in a couple of weeks.
Ooh.
And so my husband brought her back. And then my youngest and I, Friday, we went to see Hamilton over at the Smith Center. It was so good. I've seen it like this, I think, was my fourth time seeing it, but it just never gets old. I loved it so much, and it was my first time for my daughter seeing it. So she loved it. She saw it on, you know, like Disney when they had the original cast. During COVID, that she would watch that nonstop. So for her to see it in person was really cool. And then Saturday, ran some errands, finally made it over to H Mart, which was really cool. Got to check things out, bought some snacks and some groceries there. We saw Mission Impossible on
Saturday
night.
How was Mission Impossible?
It was good. There was just an issue in our theater. The movie had started. We were probably 10 minutes in, and all of a sudden these alarms start going off, and it's like, attention, the alarm has been activated. Please stay still while we investigate what is happening. We're like, what the heck's going on?
They said stay still.
Yeah, it just said stay where you are. So it's like, this alarm. So then the voice stops talking, but the alarm's still going off. It's flashing lights. We're like, what is going on? And it was like that for like a half hour. finally, they came in the theater. They're like, we're sorry. It was something that was activated by the casino. We're gonna start the movie now. So they went back a little bit, not to the very beginning, but they went back probably 5 minutes. So just in case you kind of forgot where we were, you could watch it. So by the time the movie was over, like we were probably waiting for 45 minutes. So
oh my God.
We were there forever. I was like, get me out of here. I'm
so
done.
Wait, you're telling me during the movie it happened, not before.
No, it was during the movie. Oh my God. It stopped in the middle of the movie. Yeah, we were 10 minutes in the movie. So yeah, it was kind of frustrating, but the movie itself was really good. If you're like into action movies, you will love it. I mean, that my husband was like 12 out of 10, amazing. And he asked me for my honest opinion. I was like, I'd give it a solid 8. I thought it was good. And he was so mad at me. He's like, 8? Are you kidding me? What? How could you give it an 8? I'm like, 8's a good score. I thought it was great. He's like, why not a 10? I was like, it's just not my style of movie. My gosh.
He's all offended.
Oh, he took it so personally that I did not give it a 10.
And what about the girls? How did they like the
movie?
They
liked it too. They thought it was good, but they also both rated it 8s. And my husband was like, I guess we weren't watching the same movie. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
The audacity of how you guys can lower it.
I know. He was really upset about that, but it was good. And then American Music Awards yesterday, which we will definitely be talking about this morning here in Las Vegas. A lot to get to. Let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode? Hear Barbie Girl by Aqua. Or do you want to hear My Love by Justin Timberlake and T.I.? I can see us holding hands, walking on the beach, our toes in the sand. I can see us on the countryside, sitting on the grassland side by side. Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. You can text or call us at 702-364-9400 or tweet us, Threads X at Mercedes in the AM. We are going to count your votes right now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Today is Nothing to Fear Day. I didn't know this was a day, but I guess it was on this day in 1941 that President Franklin D. Roosevelt declared, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Remember that famous quote? So today is official Nothing to Fear Day. And they say that this is a day that you should really like analyze the things that scare you, evaluate yourself, identify where your fears are, and then drive yourself to do things that keep you from being the best version of yourself, to overcome those fears. So I'm thinking about this and I'm like, you know, this is ironic because I spent 5 minutes this morning running away from a kitchen sponge and what a weird thing to be scared of, right? I admit it. My like complete irrational, full body, like shudder inducing fear are things with little holes in them. Like like sponges, honeycombs, you know, those weird lotus seed pod. That
like pomegranate looking ones?
Well, pomegranates kind of, but there's these like seed pods that are like brown and oh my gosh, those I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. So if you hand me a loofah, you might as well have handed me a tarantula. Like it's just something that freaks me out. Or if someone is cutting like an English muffin and I just like see all the holes in it, there's something about it that freaks me out. It starts making me like breathe fast. My heart starts beating fast. I do not know what it is, but I have this irrational fear of clusters of holes. Like a regular hole in the ground, fine, no issues there. But it's like clusters of holes that make me crazy.
Hear me out. What about, let's say, like, for example, acne runs in my family, and acne scars are a real thing, especially there's a certain name for a scar, but they go inside your skin. If people had a lot of acne scars, like on their cheeks, would that freak you out?
I don't think so. I think that it's not really a cluster of holes. It's like more of scars. And so, yeah, that doesn't bother me too much. But I know there's an actual name for this fear. I'm not sure exactly what it is. But do you guys have that, like an irrational fear, something that just freaks you out and you don't hear a lot of people talk about it? 702-364-9400.
I was trying to think about my fears, and I know I'm afraid of pretty rational things like snakes or maybe sometimes even dying, but there's one thing that over this past weekend that I thought about. I'm like, is anyone else scared of this? I went out and we did a lot of drinking, and my husband, he was like, you know what you should do before we go to sleep so you feel better the next day is just throw up. I'm like, no, ew. And I'm like, I just don't like when people are throwing up around me, or for me, I just don't like to throw up at all. So I feel like I have this weird fear of people vomiting and myself vomiting.
I think that's a real thing. I've heard of that before. Like people just getting really, like almost like a gag reflex if you hear someone else getting sick. So I think that is a pretty normal one. We're getting some texts here. This one says, I know this is bizarre, but I have a fear of the color yellow. I can't explain why. It really bothers me. And I found out there's an actual word for this. Oh, it starts with an X. I can't read the xanthophobia, the fear of the color yellow. Interesting. I didn't know that was a thing. Tori, good morning. Do you have an irrational fear?
I do. I actually have an irrational fear of fish.
Oh, what is it about fish? You're like eating fish, seeing fish?
It's seeing fish, dead, alive. It doesn't matter. It started when I was 5. I got like bit by a fish, and after that, it freaked me out. So like my mom now, anytime we go into a grocery store, and I'm 48, so still to this day, it's getting me.
Oh my gosh.
I go into a grocery store, and if it's dead, I have to walk right past. I can't even look.
There is something really creepy about these dead fish just laying there with their eye, like staring at you.
Yes.
You know, like I kind of understand where you're coming from, Tori. I don't think that's irrational at all. Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Tracy. Tracy, do you have one of those irrational fears?
Yes. When I travel, I have the fear of having to use a dirty public bathroom.
Oh, my husband has that same fear.
So what do you do, Tracy?
Well, I try to look for places that have clean bathrooms when I'm traveling and then I go, oh, that was a clean bathroom. I'm going back to there if I can, or, you know, I kind of map out that. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm scared of dirty bathrooms.
I do not blame you. I think that's something that if you're not scared of it, then what is wrong with you?
Dirty bathrooms remind me of the Saw movie. So you're very valid, Tracy.
Yes, Tracy, thanks. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:04. It is Tuesday, May 27th, coming off of the Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully it was a good one for you. Kids officially out of school on summer break. So I always look forward to this time of year, and I also kind of dread it. I look forward to it because I'm glad they're finally getting a break, but then also things kind of slow down sometimes in the summer. You know, you parents aren't up as early taking your kids to school, so maybe we catch you later in the morning. And it's just, I'm like, oh, everybody's leaving. But I'm glad for our loyals that are still here with us. We appreciate you.
And I feel like Memorial Day weekend is like the start of summer.
Yeah.
I mean, the pools were packed this weekend at my place. And then, of course, the movies are always a hot topic during this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend, Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible. Like, they said that this was kind of the Barbenheimer for the beginning of the summer. What did they call it? Mission Stitch or something like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
And I saw Leela, or I saw Mission Impossible, Final Reckoning, and I'm watching it, and I thought it was really good. I got a text this morning. We were talking about it earlier, asking if you have to see the other Mission Impossible movies to be able to go into this one and enjoy it. I think you can go into and enjoy it. However, there are references to the past movies, and all the movies are tied up in a neat little bow at the very end of it.
Oh, gotcha.
So if you haven't seen them, it's not going to make any difference to you, but I still think you can enjoy it. There's some great action sequences. At one point, the theater we were in, the manager came in at the very beginning of the movie. He's like, welcome to our, I guess the theaters were revamped that we were in. He's like, welcome to our new revamp theater. And I swear, I thought Tom Cruise was going to walk in. I was like, oh my God, are they bringing, why is the manager talking to us? They're going to bring in Tom Cruise. And then he was just like, hope you guys enjoy the show. Bye bye. And I was like, ah, darn it.
But that was so anticlimactic.
I was like, oh, they're going to bring in Tom Cruise. It's going to be amazing. I saw that he went to a bunch of screenings. I saw at the world premiere. Did you see the video that's going viral of Tom Cruise? Of how he eats his popcorn?
No.
Oh my gosh. You have to Google it.
Okay.
I mean, the guy can save the world. He can hang off airplanes, but he still eats popcorn like a toddler at this first movie night. Like, he grabs like one piece, throws it in, one piece, throws it in, one piece. And he does it so aggressively. The video of him, you have to watch it. It's gone viral. It's a lot. He doesn't just eat it. He like launches a couple kernels into his mouth like he's competing in like the popcorn Olympics or something. Like, it's just so bizarre.
Oh my God, I'm watching Tom Cruise. Okay, he has a bag of popcorn on his right hand. I guess he's a lefty. He's throwing his popcorn, like literally like shooting it into his mouth.
So bizarre.
Jesus.
But then I thought I should make fun. I mean, do you eat some foods in a weird way? Like, for example, if I eat a sandwich or a burger, I always eat around the edges because in my mind, I want to keep the most perfect bite of that sandwich or burger for the end. I want that to be the last bite I take. But the problem is sometimes I get so full that I don't make it to the middle. It's like, I should have just gone straight for the middle, you know?
Sometimes I eat like a kindergartner. Like, if there's a sandwich that James made, I still don't like the crust. So I'll peel off the crust or I'll just eat it. And then the only thing that's left on my plate is all these little crusts and crumbs all over.
Is there like weird ways that you eat food? Derek just texted, I eat Skittles one color at a time. If I get two colors together, I panic and eat them both to reset the balance.
And like, are they really all different flavors? I don't know.
The Skittles are different flavors. M&M's all same flavor, but the Skittles are. I can definitely taste the difference in flavors on that one. Emily says, I eat my pizza backwards, crust first. My boyfriend says I'm un-American, but I just want the cheesy part to be my grand finale. Oh! I get that.
Unless it's double stuffed crust. Ooh, I'll eat that first.
That's like a reward right there. Mm-hmm. we have so much coming up on the show today. We have got more tickets for you to go to the happiest place on earth, 7:30 with the Mega Minute, your four packs of 2-day, one park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. That is on the way. Also this morning, we are going to get you in to our advanced screening of How to Train Your Dragon. It's happening on June 9th at AMC Town Square. We've got your four reserved seats all set, ready to go, right around 8:20 with heads up. But coming up next, we have what's trending. Last night, the AMAs took over Las Vegas. Some jaw-dropping wins and a few surprises no one saw coming. We're going to talk about all that coming up next on what's trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
The AMAs are trending this morning. The 2025 American Music Awards lit up the Fontainebleau, Las Vegas last night. Jennifer Lopez, she hosted the event. She opened the show. She delivered a pretty high energy opening performance. It included a medley of songs and the memorable moment that went viral where she kissed both a male and a female backup dancer. I guess she danced to like 26 different songs that were big last year. As a dancer, what did you think?
I thought it was really good. There were moments where I was like, oh, I mean, I'm just overcritical. I'm like, oh, that was a little sloppy. But then the kissing part happened. I was like, oh, may way to make probably some viral moments for the American Music Awards.
Yes, and that she did. She also announced her brand new residency that she's going to be bringing back to Las Vegas to the Coliseum. So that was a big announcement. As far as the winners go, Billie Eilish, she was the night's huge winner. I mean, last night, Billie won every award that she was nominated for.
No kidding.
Yeah, she was nominated for Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Favorite Touring Artist, Favorite Female Pop Artist, Favorite Pop Album, and Favorite Pop Song. Won in all seven categories that she was nominated for.
And too bad she wasn't there to accept them all.
I know. She's on tour right now. Gracie Abrams, she earned the new artist title of the year last night. She is also on tour right now. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, they won last night. They won Best Collaboration of the Year for Die With a Smile.
Well also, deserved.
Yeah. Also one Favorite Music Video. Doechii's Anxiety, that was named Social Song of the Year.
Oh.
Yeah, new category that, you know, is a sign of the times, obviously. Yeah. Social media plays a big role in how some of these artists get discovered. So she ended up winning last night in the country album category. Beyonce's Cowboy Carter won Favorite Country Album. She won Favorite Female Country Artist. Post Malone won for Favorite Male Country Artist. Other winners include Eminem, Megan Thee Stallion. They took home Favorite Male and Female Hip Hop Artist, respectively. Janet Jackson, she won the Icon Award last night.
My story, my family's story, it's truly an American story. This would have only happened in America.
She performed too. She did a great job. Rod Stewart, he did a performance and he accepted the Lifetime Achievement Award.
When I started singing in the early 60s, well before all of you lot were here, the reason I got into it was because I had this burning ambition to sing. That's all I wanted to do. I didn't want to be rich or famous. And here I am a few years later picking up this wonderful award. Thank you so much.
And rich and famous.
Yeah.
Now all eyes were on Taylor Swift to see if she would make an appearance on the show. Rumors were swirling that she was going to announce Reputation, Taylor's version, but fans were left with no appearance.
What?
And a lot of disappointment.
What happened? The big hype around the AMAs was Taylor Swift, and she wasn't on the carpet. So I was like, okay, maybe she's waiting for her big moment at the award show. And nothing.
We got clowned like we usually get.
But
the thing is like, It was frustrating because I felt like the AMAs were playing it up. I feel like they were trying to get us to stay and watch because they're like, who knows what surprises are going to happen? And I was like, oh, maybe. And they were like, and no offense, I thought the show was mid. I was just kind
Same.
Of, I was so bored.
Yeah.
And they didn't even give away all the award categories. I was just kind of like watching to see if Taylor was going to show up. And then they're like, well, that's it for the show. And I was like, that's it? I was bored.
I mean, I was even like going on Google, where is Taylor Swift? Where was the last time people were seeing her? And I guess the last time she was seen was last Friday in Florida with Travis. I'm like, okay, she still has time to make it. And then just like, what? I was just so bummed.
We're such stalkers. When's the last time she was seen? And that's what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I know a lot of you have been enjoying the fact that this show,
Alexander Hamilton,
has come to the Smith Center and is here for, I think it's another week. I was so excited to take my daughter. It's her first time seeing Hamilton over at the Smith Center over the weekend. And wow, there is something about this show that gets me every time. I've seen it 4 times and you would think that I would be immune by now, but nope. I always get choked up at the same parts. It's like every lyric is just aimed straight at my heart. And every time I see it, like, I just... this song at the end, it's like, rise up. And I'm like, yes, I feel so inspired. I'm ready to take on the world. Is there something that will always get to you? Maybe it's a song, or maybe it's a movie, or maybe it's something in a TikTok video that you see. What is your emotional trigger? For me, it is always going to be Hamilton. I could see it 500 times and I will still get emotional seeing that play.
I've never seen Hamilton live, and I know I need to because I know I'd be obsessed with it. But my sister-in-law, when she showed it to me, it was when it was on Disney Plus, when the songs, when it goes from Helpless into Satisfied.
Yes.
And
you
the way
be satisfied.
Satisfied. And the Skylar sisters and the story behind it. And the way that Hamilton does their skin, like how it goes in a circle. Brilliant. It
just the whole thing is such an incredible production. And yeah, like the dancers, what they're doing while the action is happening. It's so smart. If you haven't seen it, try to get tickets. Like I checked last minute because there were no tickets available. And I checked last minute and I was able to get some really good seats. I could not believe what I was able to get. And someone texted me and said that they have like, or maybe it's over by now, but they had like a lottery for $10 tickets that you could go and see the show.
Oh, I should have done it. No, I can't do it this weekend, but one day I'll see Hamilton.
What is the thing that is like the emotional trigger for you? 702-364-9400. Do you have one?
I know every single time this movie is on and it's only the first 5 minutes, I'm bawling. And it's the movie Up. And you know, in the beginning of the movie, it goes through Carl and Ellie's story when they're like getting married.
The first 10 minutes.
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, it's upbeat and they're like going through life together. They're painting a nursery. They're making goals. They're putting coins in this little jar. And then suddenly this part of the music turns and it goes.
Yeah. It's just like just this music in general will get me. If someone uses it in like a TikTok video or something, I'm like, oh,
forget it. It's just the music alone. I don't even need to watch the movie. I could just hear this and I'll be bawling.
Amanda just texted, says the end of Toy Story 3. I'm a grown adult. I still lose it every time Andy says goodbye. Marcus says, anytime I hear someone's military homecoming surprise on TikTok, instant tears. I don't even try to fight it anymore.
Those ones are so, and then they do like multiple compilation ones during like Veterans Day and Memorial
Yes.
Day.
Oh. This one's from Chris. Hearing Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. Well, if it comes on in the car, I have to pull over or risk ugly crying in traffic. This song, I don't want to spoil anything, but this song was in The Handmaid's Tale last night. And when it played, just with what's happening, I lost it. I was like, oh my gosh, like how a song could have such an emotional chokehold on you, you
it's
know?
It's like music is so powerful in different ways, like to get you out of a bad mood or get you into a really, really sad mood.
Oh, those are so good. Yeah, I think that just shows you the power of it. You go from this to this. It's like, I think we can all put ourselves in certain spots in our life where the music kind of applies to it, you know?
What part of your life when you hear this, you think of?
Well, I don't want to get too sad, but I think about just kind of like the last days that I spent with my father before he passed away, you know?
Yeah.
I think it just kind of puts me in that like appreciative yet nostalgic, yet I miss him kind of thing. Not this part, though.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love Love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. Let's see what's going on this morning. Oh, if you haven't seen it, Britney Spears, she hasn't been in actual trouble for quite a while, but she did get scolded this past Thursday after lighting a cigarette on a public charter flight from Cabo to LA. A flight attendant, I guess, told her to put it out, and when the plane landed, cops gave her an official warning. She posted on Instagram after saying she thought that this was a plane where she could smoke on it. She said because, quote, the drink holders were on outside of seat.
I saw when she said that.
What does that even mean?
Okay, wait. Seats? Wait, what is it? Cup holders outside of seats?
The drink holders were on outside of seat. Is that a thing? That means you can smoke?
And then maybe she thought it was an ashtray?
Maybe. That's just so bizarre. Well, she also said this was her first time drinking vodka and she felt, quote, so clear and smart.
Interesting. Do you think vodka really makes you do that, though?
No, absolutely not.
I think it's the complete opposite.
I don't know what's going on with her. Maybe she was just in vacation mode or something like that. But yeah, she got into a little bit of trouble with that. They obviously, you know, let her off without a warning, but hopefully this is not going to be a regular thing. She did apologize, but she did say that the flight attendant was kind of much. She said that the woman didn't like her from the moment she got on the plane and that she invaded her space when she fastened Britney's seatbelt for her.
I love how she apologizes for it, and I love it how she types it out. She's like in all caps. She has like different emojis. It's just like so Britney.
It's so like everywhere. Like it's just like, oh my goodness. Also this morning, the Scripps National Spelling Bee is marking its 97th anniversary this year. 9 spellers competed in the first National Spelling Bee in 1925, but it was skipped for 3 years due to World War II and then the COVID pandemic. More than 240 students are going to compete for the title of best speller in the United States when the contest kicks off this week in National Harbor, Maryland. They have the preliminary and quarterfinal rounds live streamed, and the rest of the competition is going to be broadcast on the ION Network on Wednesday and Thursday nights. This year's champion will be the 110th because the bee ended in a 2-way tie several times.
Wow.
And 1 year in 2019, it ended in an 8-way tie.
No kidding.
An 8-way tie. I always feel so stupid after I watch the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Like these little kids can outspell
They're so smart. I love seeing it. So that is happening. And finally, this morning, in honor of that, a new study is out revealing the most misspelled words in America. Word Unscrambler used Google search data to determine the words we mess up the most. And interestingly, the most misspelled words vary by state, but nationally, here are the most misspelled words. Is there a word that gets you every single time?
Worcestershire. Not only pronouncing, but spelling.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire. Yeah, that's not on the list. The most spelled words, the top five, number five is through. Like, I'm going through the tunnel.
T-H-R-E-W.
No, that's if you throw a ball. I threw the ball. Through is T-H-R-O-U-G-H.
Okay.
Number four is believe.
B-E-L-I-E-V-E.
Yes. Thank you, Ted Lasso, for reminding us how to spell that. Number three is necessary.
Necessary. N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
Yes.
Okay.
Number two is separate.
Separate. S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E.
No, S-E-P-A-R-A-T-E.
Okay.
And the number one most spelled misspelled word nationally is definitely.
Definitely. Okay. D-E-F-I-N-I-T. T-E-L-Y?
Yes, oh, you got it. Very good. There's a word that I will misspell every single time, and I misspell it if I write it, and I have to go back and change it, and it's the word license.
License
okay. gets me every single time. I always mix up the S and the C.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll spell it. My instinct is to spell it L-I-S-E-N-C-E, but it's really L-I-C-E-N-S-E.
What another word that I get mixed up with is promiscuous. Spell promiscuous.
P-R-O-M-I-S-C-U-O-U-S.
Yes, thank you, Ellie Furtado.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, let's get our contestant, Dana, your caller 20. You ready to do this?
Let's do this.
I'm going to try.
All right, we want to get you this $1,050 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. All you got to do is guess the artist and title of the song faster than I can do it. Coming off of the three-day weekend, did you get yesterday off, Dana?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so maybe you and I are both a little, relaxed, but I hope that you get this. This would be a perfect time to give away this beautiful diamond pendant. So good luck. I'm going to leave the room and give it your best, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio, taking off her headphones. She goes outside so she can't hear a thing. All right, Dana, this is how Beat Mercedes works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, shout out, got it. We stopped the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay?
Okay.
All right, Dana, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it.
Go ahead.
Unbreak My Heart, Toni Braxton.
All right, final answer. She felt confident there. All right, Mercedes is coming inside. Dana, you said you're an office manager for an elementary school. Where do you work?
I work over at Stuckey Elementary.
Where's Stuckey at?
It's in Southern Highlands.
Okay, well, she's still working while the kids are out on summer break. Wow. Well, Mercedes is back.
Hello, hello.
Hi, you ready to do this?
Yeah, that was fast.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay, so okay. You kind of feel the vibe. Let's do this. The next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it. Oof. Unbreak My Heart, Toni Braxton.
Final answer?
Yes.
The confidence.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, that one I'm confident on.
Okay.
I don't know how fast she got it.
I know, right?
Well, that was fast.
Did she get it is the question.
That's true.
So Mercedes, you did pretty well. You stopped the clock at 1.3 seconds.
Okay.
And you are correct. Unbreak My Heart by Toni Braxton. Dana also got it correct.
Okay.
And stop the clock at 3.2 seconds.
Oh, dang. Oh,
so close.
She got it fast.
She did.
Oh,
just
man.
Not fast enough.
I know. Gosh, I have such mixed feelings. I'm happy I won, but I'm also sad that I won. Well, Dana, that was a really good effort. That beginning right there.
Yeah.
It's like, how can you not know that song? Oh, I'm sorry, Dana. That means... that diamond pendant just got bigger. $1,075 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. And now Toni Braxton's on. It's Mix 94.1. Well, Taylor clowned us. She didn't show up to the American Music Awards to announce Rep TV. So we still stand around like a bunch of clowns waiting for the big announcement. I think the licensing runs out next month on both Rep and the debut album. So at some point, she's got to announce something, wouldn't you think?
I would think so, too. And yeah, I just felt like that we needed a little bit more from the AMAs yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I was severely disappointed. I thought it was really cool that it was here in town. But yeah, I was bored watching. We've got your whole AMA recap coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. I'll tell you what happened there. You know, there is nothing worse than being given something and then having it snatched away from you 5 seconds later. You think you hit the jackpot and then nope. And that's exactly what happened to you. for your birthday.
It did. It did. I got a belated birthday text from one of my friends. And it wasn't more like a belated birthday text. It was more like a belated birthday gift. So she texted me. And she's one of my good friends back home in San Diego. Haven't seen her in a while. But she's pretty giving. And she goes, happy birthday. Coffee and breakfast on me. Check your Venmo. I'm like, oh, that's sweet of her. She didn't have to send me anything. I open up my Venmo. She sent me $200.
Oh my gosh. Where are you going to breakfast, Dubai? What the heck?
So at first I'm like, you know that TikTok sound that's going viral? It's like this one right here.
What the hell? What the hell?
What the hell? At first I'm like, damn, what does she do for a living now? She is super giving. $200 Venmo? So I text her back. I'm like, girl, oh my God, you did not need to send me that. That is too nice of you. She responds like a couple minutes later. She said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I just meant to send you $20. Can you send me $180 back?
Oh no.
So then again, this repeats. What the hell, Burton? Has that ever happened to you? Or maybe you just had like a what the helly moment this recently? Because that was what happened with me for my birthday Venmo gift.
I had a what the helly moment this weekend. It was so weird. I'm still trying to figure out what happened. So my daughter and I go to Target. She wants to return some stuff and she wants to find an outfit for an upcoming event. So I go to the returns desk at Target. I'm returning. She's meanwhile looking at the clothes. And so after I make the returns, I walk back to find her and I'm kind of walking up and down the aisles trying to find her. This lady comes up to me. I'm like minding my own business and she comes up to me and she goes, can you hold this for 1 second for me? And it's a can of green beans. And I'm like, okay. So I'm just like standing there holding it. No further instructions, like no indication on what she's doing. I'm just standing there holding someone's green beans. I don't like I'm her grocery bodyguard. I don't know what's going on. And I still haven't found Brooklyn. I'm still looking around. Brooklyn finds me. She's like, why are you buying that? I'm like, some lady asked me to hold this for her. She starts laughing. She's like, they must be playing a joke on you. I'm like, do you think someone's playing a joke? So then I start looking around to see if like someone's videoing me or something. Like, what's going on? And, like, is this my responsibility now? Like, what am I doing? So she comes back and she goes, thank you. And she takes her beans without saying a word. And then she just goes to the self-checkout lane.
Oh my God.
I still can't. And Brooklyn's even looking. She goes, what was that? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, am I on a prank show? I'm going to be on TikTok next week holding green beans, just standing in the middle of Target. I don't understand what happened.
That is exactly what's probably happening.
Do you think?
Describe the person that gave you the can of green beans.
I'd say 40 years old, dirty blonde hair, cut off jean shorts. I think she was wearing a tank top. Like, I think in my mind, this is how I kind of pieced it together, that she was getting ready to go to self-checkout, but she had to go get something else and she didn't want to carry the green beans with her. I don't, like, maybe she thought she'd need two hands.
Yeah.
And she's like, could you just hold this for 1 second? She was nice about it. And I was like, okay. And she's like, I don't know.
That's so weird.
It was so random. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to end up on TikTok, like just holding green beans. Like, will this lady hold green beans? But I looked everywhere. I didn't see anyone filming me.
That is too funny. I actually just remembered. I went to a gym recently, and it was one of the dance classes that I got invited to as a guest pass. And I forgot my water bottle. I'm like, darn it. I'm going to have to buy a water at the gym. I go up, I register for the class, and they said, oh yeah, that little smart water, $6. What the hell? $6 for a water bottle? Where have I been?
It's smart water. It's smart water. That's why. You want to drink smart, you got to pay smart prices. I'm telling you. It's not... You don't mess with the smart water. That's like a Fiji water. Like $13. What?
No.
It's water.
What the helly?
It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for your Mercedes in the Mornings Mega Minute.
All right, let's get our contestant, Amber. You are caller 20.
Yeah.
Ah! How are
I'm
you?
So excited.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're excited. Let's do this, Amber. Last time we played the Mega Minute on Friday, we had a winner. 4 tickets for you to go to Disneyland. This would be amazing. All you have to do is correctly answer 10 questions in 60 seconds or less, and you get the tickets. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right.
All right, guys. Amber, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And Amber, the Mega Minute, it starts now.
The song Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride is from what Disney movie?
Oh gosh, is it Moana?
No. What 2 letters are an abbreviation for the word senior?
SR.
Yes. In what Disneyland ride do you sit in bobsleds?
Okay, pass.
Tom Cruise plays Ethan Hunt in what movie series?
Ethan Hunt, pass.
The Carolina Reaper is the world's hottest what?
Pepper.
Yes. Colonel Sanders is the mascot for what fast food place?
Cassie.
Yes. Elastigirl and Frozone are characters in which Disney movie?
The Incredibles.
Yes. King Tut ruled what country?
Egypt.
Yes. What is the school mascot in the High School Musical movies?
Oh, gosh. Pass.
Oh, no. Amber, I'm so sorry. We got you. You got stuck on that one. The third question. The first one, the song Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride is from what Disney movie? It's actually from Lilo and Stitch. Honestly, I don't know the names of those songs, so I would not have gotten that right either. What Disneyland movie do you sit in bobsleds? That's the Matterhorn. Oh, I felt like it was on the tip of your tongue, too. The other question you didn't get was... Tom Cruise plays Ethan Hunt in which movie series? Those are the Mission Impossible movies. And then the high school mascot, or the school mascot in the High School Musical movies, those are the Wildcats. So, Amber, I'm sorry. That means we can't make you a winner, but you can still try to get in to get these tickets. Caller 20 right now. You're going to get them. 4 2-day, 1 park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you'll be qualified for the grand prize, which is a 2-night stay at one of the hotels at the Disneyland Resort and upgraded 3-day, 1 park per day tickets. Caller 20, you get them right now. 702-364-9400.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Some really sad news in regards to artist Billy Joel. He had to cancel all of his scheduled concert dates because he was recently diagnosed with a brain disorder. It's called normal pressure hydrocephalus, which is also known as NPH. Basically, it's when there is excess cerebrospinal fluid in the brain's ventricles. And he says He says he's really sorry to disappoint his audiences, and he thanks them for their understanding. His team put out a statement saying his condition had gotten worse because of recent performances. So he's been having an issue with his hearing. He's been having an issue with his vision, his balance. They said under his doctor's instructions, he's undergoing specific physical therapy and has been advised to stop performing during this recovery period. He's thankful for the help he's getting and is committed to prioritizing his health. Does that mean he's done performing? He's just had to cancel all future shows as of right now, so we'll see what happens from here on out.
Oh, poor Billy. I know. He's getting older. He's 76 now.
It sounds like this, you know, there may be some hope on the horizon. I mean, obviously he is getting older, but it is because of this brain disorder.
Yeah.
So hopefully there is... I mean, we see so many performers who perform late into their life, and I'm hoping that he's able to do that because he just brings so much happiness to all of his fans.
And maybe he just needs rest, because I know that performing and touring and traveling takes a lot out of you.
It's been taking a lot out of him, so we'll keep you posted on that. Speaking of stress, it's no surprise that your stress can affect your dog. That's what a new study is proving. Researchers discovered that people that dwell on work stuff at home have pets who also show signs of stress. For the study, they surveyed dog owners to measure their job stress and how often they think of work in their free time. And then those owners were asked how stressed they thought their dogs were, while they tracked behaviors tied to canine stress, like whining and pacing and restlessness. And they showed that owners with high stress jobs had dogs who showed more stress-related behaviors at home.
Remember in the beginning of the year, James went back home. I'm sorry, he went back into the office and he was working from home for a long time. And I noticed there was a change in Momo's behavior. When I would come home, he wouldn't be so excited to see me. But when James came home, he got super excited to see him. And I equate it, now that I think about it, I thought it was because James was no longer working from home. Maybe it was, but I really think it's because of my job and I was bringing it home. And the stressors were affecting Momo.
Yeah, he was probably feeling your energy. Mm-hmm. And obviously it wasn't working. So has it gotten better?
So yes, it's funny because as my stress decreased, so was Momo's excitement and playfulness. You could tell that when I got home, he was more excited to see me versus beginning of the year. It was really, really odd.
That's interesting. It's just a good reminder, as you know, you come home to try, and it's easier said than done, but try to leave that stuff at work.
It is hard, but it is one of those things where it's like really, really, like when I walk through the door, I'm like, change it up. Do it for yourself. But am I being toxic by not doing that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you want to make sure that you are doing justice by talking things out. But at the same time, if you're bringing too much of it home, it's making things worse for you in the long run.
Yeah.
Finally, this morning, just speaking of finding that happiness, according to happiness researchers, which is a thing, and that must be a great job, right? Being
yeah.
a happiness researcher, that saying money can't buy you happiness, that's really not true. Science is backing it up. They found that money actually can absolutely buy happiness, but only some purchases trigger it. So being strategic about your splurging is the key. They say you shouldn't feel guilty about spending money on these 8 things because they will boost your happiness in the long run. Number one is live music. Going to a concert,
yes.
They say, can elevate the mood-boosting experience for you.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited because this summer I'm going to so many different concerts, and I'm already in a good mood just thinking about it.
What concert are you looking forward to?
I'm excited for Coldplay. I'm going to both of those shows.
Ooh.
When they come to town. Kendrick and SZA next weekend. What else am I
going to? Are you going to Jin?
I didn't get tickets. I'm still trying to. I'm not ruling it out. I didn't get them.
What about Blackpink?
I've seen them 3 times already, yeah. So I might skip that one. What about you guys? Are you guys going to any concerts?
Beyonce in July. Ramon?
I got Backstreet Boys in August at the Sphere.
I'm going to that one too.
I want it that way.
That is incredible. You guys are going to see Backstreet Boys at the Sphere.
I know. I've never been to the Sphere. Have you, Ramon?
No, I'm
so excited about that.
Please report back.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. They say novel experiences are worth the money. You know, our brains love new experiences that triggers the release of dopamine. So just like new experience, trying those time-saving purchases like a meal delivery service or a maid or someone to help you, that will make you happy. Activities that boost your relationships. They spent more than 80 years studying people and found that close relationships predict happiness better than money, fame, or genetics. So like going out to dinner with friends or buying a plane ticket to visit your family or whatever, that works. Being generous to others helps you feel better. Counterintuitive challenges, things like cold water plunges or mastering a difficult skill, those can create long-term satisfaction. Making plans in advance, that way you have something to look forward to. And last, small joys. Our brain's small pleasure systems like, you know, several small hits more than a big one. So buying a $4 coffee twice a week will bring you more joy than a $400 splurge.
No kidding.
Yeah.
When's the last thing that you bought that was small?
La Boo Boo.
I knew it.
La Boo Boos. They bring me so much joy. They make me happy.
What's your La Boo Boo update for us?
Well, I brought Toffee with me.
Okay. Hi, Toffee.
The La Boo Boo that came today. But we lucked out on a couple of hits. And in fact, my daughter, she got a couple of extra boxes. And so we're, you know, gifting them to our friends, and you would think that we gave them like a piece of like gold nugget or something. They're like, oh my gosh, La Boo Boo. Like, they're so excited.
My friends Jody and Alan, they have a La Boo Boo. They're obsessed with La Boo Boos too. And we were hungover on Sunday, and I'm like, hey, how are you guys doing this morning? And she goes, I'm fine now, but that I got my La Boo Boo. She got a new La Boo Boo, and she's like, I needed to feel better.
So much joy. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Is anyone else in the position of being on summer vacation with the kids is very exciting? However, is there like a bittersweetness to it? I have to say, they say parenting is a balancing act, and I feel like the circus is officially back in town now that the kids are out. I don't know if anyone has some good advice on what to do. I'm really, really stressed about this situation. So both of my daughters are home for the summer. Sophie's back from college. And I'm thrilled. My little sidekick is back. But suddenly, I'm like walking on eggshells now because I have to recalibrate here. My mom energy, okay, for two very different personalities under one roof. And Sophie, she is like my hug me, love me, let's hang out all day kind of girl. She loves to be with me. She always like want to go here, want to do this. Like, she wants to hang out with me.
She's your little bestie.
She loves it. And I love it too. We had such a great time this weekend. Brooklyn, on the other hand, she's a bit more like selective in with her affection, and I don't feel less loved by her. She just loves differently,
right?
You know, and if I, you know, try to give her an extra hug, she'll be like, I just kind of know.
They have different like words of affirmation and quality time and physical touch, all of that.
So I make sure I do special things with her, and we do our things. We went and saw Hamilton this weekend. No hugging required on that. So
she said, please make sure your seat in between empty.
But last night, things got really interesting. So Sophie said something. I can't remember what she said. And then suddenly, like, Matt and Brooklyn are on her like a pack of wolves. Like, they're both coming after her about what she said, like a difference of opinion. And so I go into like mom referee mode, and I'm like, hey, guys, we don't need to gang up on each other. And without missing a beat, Brooklyn goes, of course you're going to take her side. And when she said that, like, my heart sunk. Like, I was like, oh. And I was like, I can't win. You know, yeah. I feel like I'm always, like, treading carefully because I don't want one person to feel more or less loved than the others. Like, does anyone else deal with this? How do you show love equally when your kids are like total opposites? Or have you ever been accused of picking sides as a parent, even when you're just trying to keep the peace? It's so hard. And last night, I had enough. I was like on the verge of tears. Like, aww. I just can't do this. I can't do it right. Like, I don't know. Like, I suck.
No.
You know what I mean?
First of all, you don't suck. I feel like their emotions were high. And I think that the way it's like no one can win because it's like, I want to tell you don't get involved, right? I'm like, Mercedes, stay out of it. Let them figure it out. Yeah. But then I feel like if you don't get involved, they'll look at you and be like, well, what do you think? And
take then, a side, yeah. Or, you know, I feel like it's always sides. Or does anyone have any advice, or are you in the same situation and how do you deal with it? 702-364-9400. I honestly, like, this sounds so harsh, but like last night I felt like the biggest failure as a mom. Like, I felt like I was just not good at this thing.
No.
And I hate feeling that way because I know deep down it's not true. But that's how I felt last night. Kenya, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you going through? How do you deal with kids that are like so different?
Well, I have three kids. And then my two girls, they are 6 years apart. They fight all the time and they bicker. But I feel like the only thing that you can really do is just validate their feelings. And that doesn't mean that you're giving in. You just have to clarify, you know, I'm not giving in. I understand that you're upset. But it doesn't mean that, you know, you're validating bad behavior. It's just you're validating their feelings. And that's all you can really do.
When it comes to them fighting with each other, like, how do you tame that without letting them, you know, give their opinion on something, but without them going into full-blown, like, argument mode?
I usually just listen. I have them go to their rooms individually, and then I sit down with them and ask for their side of the story, and then I have them sit down and have them both tell each other, hey, this is my side, and okay, this is my side, and then they come to an agreement, or they're like, oh, okay, I don't know why we were fighting. That was stupid. So they just like, that's just how I do it.
I wish that they would just come to that agreement. I have tried so many times and I just feel like it's always one or the other. We're getting some texts here. 702-364-9400. This one says, you can never pick sides, but I have a fun thing to do with my girls that they both know about. Depending on the situation, I'll hug one closely and whisper in her ear, don't tell your sister, but you're my favorite.
And you know, that might backfire on you because, like, let's say, like, they wake up this morning and they're like, well, mom said that I'm her favorite. That's weird because mom said I'm her favorite.
Oh, man. I mean, unless it's like a blatant joke and they know they're both in on it. Yeah, I would be too scared that they would come at me on that one. This text says, this is why I'm glad I only have one. No side to pick. That's true. But, you know, what if, like, your spouse gets involved in the argument? Like, Matt got involved in it. And that's why I got involved last night. I'm like, hey, no, it's two against one.
Why isn't Matt getting any of this stuff right here that you're going through?
They never involve him. They
what?
Never involve him. It sucks.
That's not fair.
I know. I'm telling you, I'm going to go in and I'm going to go in on the rampage. Like, someone has to pick him. Finally. Yeah. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. There is something about a one-hit wonder that just, it hits different. You hear that opening beat and suddenly you are transported either like right back to your old bedroom, blasting away to music that you may or may not want to admit to now, or maybe it reminds you of a certain school year, or it takes you back. In Rolling Stone, they just dropped their list of the 50 best one-hit wonders of the 2000s. And I was kind of surprised at number one. I feel like there were some much better choices, but is there a song from the 2000s on that was a one-hit wonder that just takes you back to a certain time or place? 702 364-9400. Just to give you a little idea of some of the songs on here, this is number 5 on the list. Which we still play on this radio station.
Every time I hear it, I'm like, man, what happened to Hoobastank?
Hoobastank, they're still relevant here. I mean, it's a great song.
Oh, and the music video.
Oh, man.
So good.
Number 4 on this Rolling Stone list of the best one-hit wonders of the 2000s. I know it's a favorite of yours and mine.
Every time I get a chance to play this song, like we did at karaoke, that was the first song I put on. And it set off karaoke night, I'll tell you.
It really kind of sets the tone for what kind of night you're going to have.
Yes.
And number 3 on this list, you may not remember this one, but Willa Ford, I Want to Be Bad.
Oh my, the music video to this song too. She's like on a motorcycle. She goes into a club. She has like mini, mini shorts on.
You have a better memory than I do because I barely remember Willa Ford.
Oh,
I do.
Yeah.
You know, she's very, very pretty, like 90s R&B version of what Rolling Stone says Samantha Fox.
Okay.
So, what do you feel is one of the best one-hit wonders of the 2000s? Do you have one?
Of course. And this takes me back to middle school. I remember my first boyfriend, his name was Danny Murphy. He invited me over to his house. His parents were there and stuff. And he turned on the radio and this song was playing. Turn Me On by Kevin Little.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, this song will now forever remind me of going to Danny Murphy's house for the first time, turning on the radio, and us dancing in the living room with his parents.
So random. Right? That's hilarious. We're getting some calls here. 702-364-9400. Hey, Corey, good morning. What is it for you?
How about Still My Sunshine by Lynn?
By Len? Oh, that's a good one. I think that was 90s, though. I think that was a 90s song, was it? What year was Steal My Sunshine by Len? Does anybody know?
Oh, he hung up. Darn it. Let's see.
1999. So it makes the cusp.
Yeah.
For me, and I think my song may be a 90s song too. Hold on here.
It is.
It is a 90s song. Mm-hmm. So we're just going 2000s, but I got to give this an honorable mention because I love it so much. Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles. I will always feel it. Oh, no, it's 2001.
Yeah,
2001. Oh, okay. Oh, it fits. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So number 2 on the, I can't believe this song didn't even make the list. On the Rolling Stone list, number 2, who remembers this song? What you know about me?
What you know about me? Oh, my God. What you know about me? What you know? Lil Mama.
Lip gloss, Lil Mama.
She reminds me of when she was a judge on, America's Best Dance Crew.
She was?
Yeah, she was a judge. That was too funny. This was a great song, too. What, 2007?
Your guess is as good as mine.
2008,
number
yeah.
1, though, the top of the list from Rolling Stone is an anthem of misunderstood teens everywhere. Wheatus, Teenage Dirtbag.
This just reminds me of the TikTok trend.
Honestly, I don't think I heard it the first time it came out. That the first time I heard it was on TikTok.
Same.
And I guess it came out in 2000. But that is their pick for number 1. Some of the other like honorable mentions also making the list.
Hey!
D4L.
Lepe.
Oh my gosh. I learned about so many different candies like Chico Sticks and all that when I heard this
yes.
song. I love
wow.
that song. Oh my goodness. Well, it is time to win. It is time to play Heads Up. Your tickets right now for reserved seats to our advanced screening of DreamWorks How to Train Your Dragon. It's happening June 9th at AMC Town Square, and we've got your 4 passes right now with Heads Up. All you got to do is pick your category, and when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, the tickets are yours. Caller 20, you get to play. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix
Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. Craig, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up? Craig.
Hey.
You there?
I'm here. I'm ready to win.
All right, let's do it. Pick a category, Craig. We've got famous redheads. We have Namaste, How to Train Your Dragon, or H is for Hungry. What do you want to go with?
I'm going to go with H is for Hungry.
All right. Now, National Hamburger Day is tomorrow. So these are all foods that start with the letter H, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All we got to do is get six in 60 seconds. You ready to do this?
I am. I want to win.
Oh, I love your confidence. Okay, Craig, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
These kind of these are breakfast potatoes, like shredded.
Hash browns.
Yes. This is what you might add to something to make it a little spicier.
Habanero.
You might pour
it. Sauce.
Yes. Nutella is made out of these. It's kind of similar. Let's pass on that. This is like chickpeas, and it's all blended.
Hummus.
Yes. This is, it's a white thing that you might put in your shrimp cocktail to make it really spicy. Like a scoop of this.
Horseradish.
Yes. This is another name for a sandwich. It's
hoagie.
Yes. This is what you probably ate over Memorial Day weekend. Oscar Mayer.
Hamburger.
No, the other one.
Hot dog.
Yes, nice. Yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. Craig.
Wait,
you won. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Got yourself four reserved seats, to our advanced screening of DreamWorks' How to Train Your Dragon on June 9th at AMC Town Square. You are in for free. Congratulations. And we are going to get you these tickets all week long. Make sure you listen right around 8:20 for your chance to win. It's Mix 94.1.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, we may be getting somewhere with all these like mysterious drones that were reported a couple of years ago, but it's getting more confusing instead of less confusing. A strange metal sphere was spotted flying in the sky in Buga, Colombia. It happened back on March 2nd. Before it landed, though, it started to talk about UFOs. Well, the sphere, which has been found by locals, has no visible welds or joints. It makes some people think that this is not human-made. Researchers studied it, and they said it's three-layered design with 18 tiny spheres inside, and a central core looks like nothing they've ever seen before, leading them to believe it could be from aliens.
Ooh,
yeah.
Cool.
Now, other people are speaking out. A scientist from the University of San Diego says she thinks it might just be a cool art project. Some people say that, you know, she says that people should be careful before calling it extraterrestrial and suggest the groups that are studying it, you know, shouldn't say it's not from Earth until they're 100% sure on it. The sphere, which is about the size of a bowling ball with odd symbols on it, has everyone curious. Have you seen the pictures of it?
I saw the pictures. They're really cool looking. You're right. It looks like a bowling ball with, like, it looks like someone just imprinted a really cool symbol on it.
But it's unlike anything I think any of us have ever seen before. It's really bizarre. And the way it's made up, obviously, they've never seen anything constructed like that before. So, I mean, I truly believe there is alien life out there.
For sure.
Whether they're with us right now, I don't know. But you know, we're not the only living things out there. There's no way.
But it's so funny that these people are saying from what, USD? They're saying, hey, before we say it's UFOs, what if it's just a really cool art project? I mean, really?
You go all around town and sometimes I'll be driving and I'm in certain parts of town and I'm like, where'd that come from? Like, there's all of a sudden a lizard made out of metal on the side of the road. Like, wow, I've never seen that before.
No, the one that gets me is the one at Container Park, the one that's a praying mantis.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The fire comes out of their antenna. I'm like,
it's fire, yeah. It's crazy.
That's scary looking.
Also, this morning, so a lot of people are going on vacation right now, getting ready to, at least since the kids are out of school. And this holiday weekend might have just whet your appetite for a full-on vacation. Well, the perfect trip may be an 11-day stay in Tonopah, guys.
Tonopah, Utah?
No, Tonopah, Nevada.
No, why yeah. am I thinking it's in Utah?
A new report claims that the perfect vacation lasts 11 days and is 3 hours from home.
Oh.
Tonopah is about 3 hours, 3.5 hours.
I'm over here thinking like, wow, Mercedes, she's discovered a gem of a tourist attraction in Tonopah.
That's where the Clown Hotel is, right?
Oh, is that where the Clown Hotel?
I think that's where the Clown Hotel is. Has anyone been there before? Have you been to Tonopah before, Ramon?
No. Oh, Ramon, have you been there?
No, maybe just driving by. But yes, that's what the Clown Hotel is at.
Oh, man.
I would never stay there. Though.
There's no way. I wouldn't even stop there. I wouldn't even feel like take a picture there. They say the perfect trip would cost an average of $8,800 per person. What? Why are we spending so much money per
How
person?
How much?
$8,800. That should be like two vacations in my mind.
And it's only 3 hours away. I'm not spending $8,800 in Tonopah.
Yeah, or anywhere else that's 3 hours away. Where are other places that are 3 hours away from here? Depending on how fast you drive, you know, you
maybe
could.
Maybe LA.
Baker's an hour and a half. What else? Caliente.
How far is, what national park is up there? Is it
Death Valley?
Death Valley, how far is that? Would you say 3 hours?
It's probably a little closer.
Yeah.
Zion is probably like an hour and a half. Utah.
Yeah, Death Valley is like 2 hours away. And then Havasu is 2.5 hours.
Phoenix is 5, huh? Too far?
Sedona is like 4. So you could go to the Grand Canyon, the West Rim at least.
Have you been to the Grand Canyon before?
I as a kid. I haven't since I've lived here. It's pretty cool, but, you know, I just felt bad. My dad got really mad at us because he's like, well, look at this beauty. And we're like, okay, yeah. And then we thought, like, it's a big hole. What am I supposed to do?
With rocks and stuff. Yeah. As a kid, you don't appreciate that stuff.
You don't. Not at all. All right. Finally, this morning. Now, when it comes to being, you know, what's the word? Not politically correct, but just being someone who is aware of their surroundings as not to offend other people. How are you on that? Is it wrong to feel patriotic about this new stat? A study last year found that America swears more than any other country. So should we be proud or not? And now an even bigger study found it is true, at least online. Researchers analyzed 2 million web pages from over 340,000 sites. And they found that the U.S. leads all other English-speaking countries in cussing. Nearly one in every 3,000 words we write is a curse word. The U.K. is next at one in every 4,200 words, which I don't know. I feel like people from the U.K. swear more than we do.
I was going to say that. Is it because we just have more of a population here in the United States that we're higher? Because the first person or country that I would think of is the U.K.
Well, it comes from web pages, so it's not based on people. But at the same time, I think some of their words that they use in everyday language sounds like curse words to us, even though they're not curse words. You know what I mean?
Like which type of words?
Well, like what they call a cigarette. You've never heard
what
that.
Is that?
I'm not gonna say it.
is it a bad word?
Well, it's not. It's a slur here.
I'm gonna look it up because now I'm nervous for you to say.
I just.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say that.
Don't say that word. No. 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 We won't say that.
But there's and then whenever they say bloody, I always think it's a curse word.
You bloody hell!
You bloody idiot! I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. It's mixed 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Sometimes you come across the craziest things on social media, and it becomes even more crazy when it's a place that you know or that you're familiar with. So what did you come across?
So I'm scrolling on TikTok, and the video that I see is of a TSA, just like someone recording TSA, and the caption on it says, TSA at Harry Reid Airport. WTF. F, and it's like an angry emoji. And at first, there's a song playing in the background, and I'm thinking like someone in TSA is like cursing someone out or whatever. But turns out that the song playing in the background was actually TSA singing at the airport, like a group of seven of them. So here's the audio, and I want to play it for you. This is TSA singing over this Memorial Day weekend. We gonna walk it out and I was thinking there's a background song. And then all of a sudden the camera pans and it's like a group of TSA on stage, seven of them with mics and even the sound guys behind them.
But they sound good. Keep listening. Wow. So they were like giving a full-on concert there?
But get this. The people that were working, they were just like super busy. And I'm looking at the video and it looks like there's like maybe one TSA worker per person for each line.
So are you implying that they should not have been singing? They should have been working?
Yeah. And not only that, I was getting a little upset for the person recording. I actually reached out to her and I'm like, girl, is this your video? And she goes, yes. I'm like, would you be able to join the show and talk to us about what your experience like was during TSA?
So she's on the phone. Her name is Jenny. Good morning, Jenny.
Hi, good morning.
So you're going through the Las Vegas airport and you come across TSA giving a concert. What was your first reaction?
My first reaction was, this is not happening to me. It was truly the first thing that came to my mind. And it was crazy.
So were the lines really backed up? Were they long? Should they not have been singing?
Oh, no, definitely. The lines were long to the point where the conveyor belt that pushes your luggage for a second screening couldn't push any more bags for second screening on both ends.
Oh, no.
What was everybody's vibe like around you? All the people that were going through TSA, were they also upset? Or were they like watching and staying like, oh, my God, how beautiful?
It was, I don't think I've ever seen so many emotions play out in like that short of a time. I think personally for me, I was so irritated that my bag had to go through the second inspection twice. And other people had complained that it had been more than twice or three times.
I wonder, I mean, is that a machine problem as opposed to a person problem? Like if someone wasn't singing and they were standing there, would it have made it better? Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate because I'll be honest, to see them singing and, you know, sounding so beautiful as opposed to them screaming at me to not forget to take my phone out of my pocket.
I would
take the singing any day of the week, but I get it. You're like in a hurry. You're like, I don't have time for this. Like it's a little frustrating, but I mean, what did you think on a scale of 1 to 10? How was their performance?
I mean, their performance wasn't bad. It was a Vegas performance for sure. What I think was the kicker of all this is that I had shown up for my flight 3 hours early because I kind of expected the lines to be huge. What you don't see at the beginning of this is that we show up to the airport, we're waiting in line to go through TSA and they're playing Born in the USA. And I just thought that it was like, this was the radio. This is what they have going on playing in the music, you know?
Like over the speaker?
Yeah. And as I get to put my stuff on there, the person, the TSA agent tells me, you know, the normal, take out your, if you have any liquids, that kind of stuff, large electronics. I ask a couple of questions and I'm like, what about my watch? Can I leave that there? He's like, yeah, that's fine. And then I get to the point where I'm like over the screening, just waiting for my bag. And then I see it piled up all the way back to the conveyor belt is not moving.
Did you make your flight in time okay, Jenny?
I was 5 minutes away. And if I was very close to my gate from TSA. And I got to the point where I ran back to my flight and I asked the guy, what time do you close the door? Oh. And they said, we close in 10 minutes. If you're not back in 10 minutes, we're going. Like, you're staying.
Why? How were you able to run over there and run back? Were you, like, running back for the encore performance? Or, like,
yeah. I wish. I mean, like I said, as I'm running back after I got my bag screened twice, and I'm running back with my husband in tow, I'm thinking, you know, they don't sound bad, but this was way too much.
Yeah, it was maybe it's like not the best for a busy holiday weekend. But Yenny, thank you so much for sharing that video and your experience. Like I said, I'll take them singing over screaming at me, which is what they do all the time.
Very true.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.